take anything without help of the Lord, as we well know with all of our strength and our courage and our ability and our anointing and everything comes from the bountiful hand of God. We trust the Lord will bless our souls as we come and assemble ourselves together here tonight to hear the Lord out of His Word. I was studying some today, looking to the Lord, and it seemed like the Lord impressed us with the thought that about us growing in the Lord and getting more deeper in the things of God and progressing in the Lord. You might say spiritual progress. There's a lot of things that have been invented in the world for the progress in the world today. Much progress has been made in different fields of the world, and the people have certainly went a long ways, but I'm sorry to say that they haven't went far enough spiritually. I'm not satisfied. Now, some have, but it seems like people have not been seeking after spirituality like they've been seeking after material gain and mental knowledge and all that. If we'd seek after the Lord and spiritual progress like we seek after another dollar and a better home and better things in this life, certainly we'd get somewhere with the Lord, didn't we? But I'm sure that the spiritual progress is more needful even than the material progress. And in fact, he said that if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, well, these things will be added unto us. I believe the Lord is pleased to help us with the material part of life because He knows it takes a great deal to meet our needs and all. But I feel like if we would make more spiritual progress, why then the Lord would be pleased to bless us even in more financial way, and then I feel like we would appreciate our financial gain more. Sometimes we probably just take it for granted. I have this and I have that. But if it wasn't for the Lord, we couldn't have anything today. We just wouldn't have anything today. I think so much about what the writer said. I believe the Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And he said, it's in Him that we live and we move and we have our being today. We didn't just come into this world by chance, and we didn't get saved by chance, but it's only the mercy and grace of God that we're here today. So we need to give the Lord all the credit and all the praise. Let us turn to the book of 1 Chronicles, the fourth chapter and the ninth verse. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called him Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God said, and God granted him that which he requested. Now I'm sure the Lord would be pleased to grant a prayer like that, or request, a desire like that, wouldn't you? I'm sure He would. He said his prayer was that the Lord would enlarge his coast. We ought all have a prayer like that, that the Lord would enlarge our spiritual insight and our progress in the Lord and deepen us down and all that. And that thine hand might be with me. Oh, how we do need the Lord's hand with us. in all we do and all we say and everything that we undertake. We need the Lord's hand to be with us, upon us, to guide us. And that Thou wouldest keep me from evil. Oh, we need to pray that prayer every day of our life. That the Lord would keep us from evil. And God granted him that which he requested. Thank the Lord. You know, it's real good when God grants something to us. And anytime we pray for something for the benefit of our soul or to the glory of God and all, why, the Lord is always pleased to grant a request like that. Always pleased. Like, God wants his people to prosper in health even as our soul does prosper. So we need to pray that prayer every day of life. That, oh God, give me grace to live for. Lord, give me understanding and wisdom to know how to deal with problems of life and know how to conduct and live so that God's approval might rest upon me. In Job, the 17th chapter of the book of Job, we notice here what Job said. Now Job was desiring and said that we should grow stronger and stronger, that they that trusted in the Lord would grow stronger and stronger. The righteous shall also hold on his way, and he that has clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Now, if we want to get really strong in the Lord and really feel the presence of the Lord and really feel the Lord with us and really feel his blessings, just be true to him. Just be faithful. Just keep our life clear before the Lord. Then automatically, we'll just get stronger and stronger in the Lord, won't we? The righteous shall also hold on his way. Oh, I just see the need as the evil press in against us to just hold on to the way of the Lord, don't you? To hold on to our experience. If we're really saved and sanctified and have the Lord in our life, oh, we need just hold on to that with all our might, doesn't it? And he that has clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. When we have clean hands, when we've done all we know to do to live for God and do all we know to do to fix up our wrongs and our past life and we met the Bible conditions, well then he said we'll be stronger and stronger. Thank the Lord. It makes us stronger and stronger in the things of the Lord, doesn't it? Oh, how wonderful that is to be able to be stronger and stronger in the Lord. I feel like that's the desire of every person of God and every honest soul to want to get stronger and stronger. It's sad when people get weaker and weaker, isn't it, Sam? But when they get stronger and stronger, that's a real progress in our spiritual life, isn't it? That's really gaining something that we really need. And I believe the Lord wants to make us stronger and stronger. And we need to go stronger and stronger. And we need that strength and that courage and that help every day of our life to meet with the problems of life. So if we'll just trust the Lord and just keep ourselves clear and clean and just hold on the way of God, just automatically we'll just grow stronger and stronger in the things of the Lord. In 84 and 7 of the book of Psalms, let us notice there, in 84 and 7 of the book of Psalms, how we do appreciate what the Lord has did for us and what he is doing for us and what he's going to do for us if we'll just be faithful and we'll just be true to the Lord. He said, "Blessed are they that dwell in thy house." Oh, isn't it a glorious thing to dwell in the house of the Lord? It's a glorious thing, isn't it? To dwell in the house of God or the church of God is a glorious thing. "They shall be praising thee, Selah." Everyone that dwells in God's house and live for God, you're going to find someone that's praising the Lord for what they have gained. And he said, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. So passing through the valley of Baca, make it well, the rain fill the pool. They shall go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appear before the Lord. Now, we go from strength to strength, don't we? We go from experience to experience. That's what makes a Christian life such an inspiring way and so interesting, because we just go from strength to strength. We just go from experience to experience. God's people have some wonderful experience. They have some wonderful things happen. They're permitted to see some glorious things and experience glorious things in our lives. And when we see the Lord do something, or we experience the Lord doing something for us, well, that just makes us stronger, doesn't it? That just gives us more strength. I was reading today about David, that David strengthened his own heart. When he thought about what God had did for him, and how God had blessed him, and how God had even forgiven him when he had been in the wrong, and all those things. And he looked back and knew how good God had been to him, and how God had helped him to kill a lion when he come out as his father's sheep, and helped him to conquer the old bear, and all those things. And he thought of those things, and it encouraged himself. Then, you know, it encourages our heart. We just go from strength to strength. Old Elijah over there, he got a blessing from the Lord, and the Lord just gave him a meal, and that gave him strength, and then the Lord gave him another meal, and he run on the strength of that for 40 days, didn't he? Yeah. I believe Brother Abbott said that was justification and sanctification. The first meal was justification, and the second meal was sanctification. So he just got two real special blessings from the Lord, and just run on that strength to that. Oh, that just put him going, didn't it? Surely it did. And you know, when we just get a real blessing from the Lord, it seems like it just inspires us, doesn't it? It just pushes us on. It just puts life and courage in our very soul. But we don't want to try to run on that too long, though. First thing you know, we're just going to have to come right back and get some more strength and more courage, just like we eat our natural food to get strength to our body. But we're going to have to come back and get some more. We're going to use up that strength, and just every day just has to be replenished, doesn't it? So the same way spiritually. We just, sometimes we just get so happy and have so much victory that just feel like it never will run out, but it will. We'll have to come back and get some more. We'll have to be replenished, or after a while we will find ourselves with not strength enough to serve the Lord. But we go from strength to strength, every one of them that in Zion appeareth before the Lord. Everyone that comes to the Lord for their daily needs, and everyone that trusts us in the Lord, and everyone that consecrates to Him, and we enjoy the blessings of the Lord, and we just live on those experiences. We just live on the experience of our salvation and the wonderful happenings and the wonderful effects of the Spirit of God working in our lives. Just such a wonderful experiences that the Lord has blessed us with, just go from strength to strength. I was thinking about Brother Dryce Gibson one time. We were talking about how that we trusted the Lord for our livelihood and full time in the gospel and working for the Lord. And he said, you know, he said, that's just what gives us courage. That we'll just, every once in a while, the Lord will just do something great for us. And we'll just, it just inspires us, he said. And And then we go on a while, maybe the finance get a little low or things look a little dark, and the Lord will just give us another real blessing. Instead, it just inspires us and it encourages and all the saints. And maybe your spirit will run kind of low sometimes and you feel kind of down out and somewhat discouraged. And the first thing you know, the Lord just bless you real good. That'll just spur you up once and just inspire you to go a little farther. And thank the Lord, we just live on that strength. Go from strength to strength, from experience to experience. Thank the Lord. He said, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayers. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield. Oh, that's our shield tonight. Praise the Lord. O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. Oh, if the Lord didn't look upon us and didn't anoint us and didn't help us, surely we wouldn't have that anointing. We wouldn't have that blessing, would we? But he said, for a day of his thy courts is better than a thousand. Praise the Lord. One just good, rich blessing and experience from the Lord, it's just worth more than we got all the days of when we served sin. A day of the courts within is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of thy God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. I'd rather just fill the lowliest place in the church of God, wouldn't you? I'd rather just live in the lowest place that there be. Just fill the least little corner that I could and just have victory in my soul as to dwell in the tents of the wicked and just have all that the devil has to offer and all the world has to offer tonight. Just to have that blessing on my soul and just to know that I'm saved and know that I'm ready to meet the Lord. That's far better than dwell in the tents of the wicked. That's far better to have all the world would have to offer tonight. Just to say that I'm saved, that I know I'm ready to meet the Lord. That just strengthens and fortifies and gives us more than the devil ever did offer to us along the way. Thank the Lord. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is his sun and shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. Oh, thank the Lord. If we want good, rich blessings from the Lord, just walk upright. Just live for him. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. What a blessing it is to live for the Lord and trust in the Lord. And in 4 and 8 of Proverbs, let's notice there, in 4 and 8 of the book of Proverbs, he says here, maybe that's, no, I believe that's 4 and 14 I want. He said, enter not in the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass by it, turn from it, and pass away. Now, when we see the enemy approaching us and seeing the enemy trying to get us in a trap, we need to avoid that thing and go as far from that as we can. And he said, avoid it, pass not by it, and turn away, turn it and pass away. Turn from it and pass away. For notice, for they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drank the wine of violence. But notice now, but the pathway of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. I believe it gets richer, don't you? along the way. It just seems like it just gets, as you just get a little closer to the end of your journey, and won't have so long to wait, and some not so many battles to fight, and you get heaven in view, seem like it just gets a little more richer along the way, doesn't it? Thank the Lord. The pathway of the just is as a shining light, praise the Lord, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Praise the Lord. Someday, if we be true to God and faithful to God, someday the last battle will be fought. And the victory will be won. And we go home to be with the Lord. Won't be any more battles. Won't be any more trials. Won't be any more problems to face in life. Thank the Lord. We get to the end of life's journey with victory. It'll matter but little what we have passed through. It'll matter nothing about the past if we can just make heaven our home. Thank the Lord. That's the reason Paul said, forgetting those things which are past and pressing forth toward the mark of high calling in Christ Jesus our Lord. We need to press on toward that mark of the high calling. Can't live the past over. If we could, every one of us would do some things different. I would, and you would, and we'd all live there. But we can't recall the past. It's come and it's gone. And today is the day of salvation. And from here on out, it's what's really going to count in our lives, folks. The victory that we're going to have from here on out, the victory that we got when we leave this world, that's what's going to count. Thank the Lord. The pathway of the just is as a shining light. It's just shining more and more unto the perfect day. Yes, praise the Lord. In 2 Samuel 22 and 37, let us notice there in 2 Samuel 22 and 37. It encourages my heart when I think of the blessing that God has for His people. 22 and 33 of 2 Samuel.
33?
Yeah, 22 and 33. God is my strength and power, and He maketh my way perfect. Now, we can't make our way perfect. It's not any man who walketh direct his path. But as we yield to God, God can be our strength and our power, and He can make our way perfect. He can make our heart perfect, can't He? Thank the Lord. He's the only one that can. You can't make it perfect. You can't make me perfect. I can't make you perfect. I can tell you how to get it to be perfect. You tell me. But we can't make our way perfect at all. Not at all. But the Lord, He said, God is my strength and power, and He maketh my way perfect. Whatever you have in your soul tonight, it's the Lord that made that and give that to you. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me up on high places. Thank the Lord. That little old hinds' feet sometimes, that little old fishy of a deer, he just gets pretty light on his feet sometimes, doesn't he? I can jump over the fence. And it was when David said, I just feel like I can run through a troop and jump over a wall. Well, sometimes you don't feel like that. Sometimes I just feel like I couldn't jump very far at all and feel like I couldn't do very much sometimes. But you know, if we just trust right on the Lord, it just actually amazes us what we can accomplish in the things of the Lord and the battle we can fight and things that we go through and face in life when it just looks like there's no way out. But just trust the Lord on, and the first thing you know, the Lord brought you through and give you help and give you victory and brought you through. You can look back and just see the work of the Lord, can't we? Working. Thou hast given me, he said, he teacheth my hand to war, so that a bow of steel is broken in mine arms. He teaches our heart to war against the devil and fight the devil, doesn't he? Surely does. And he gives strength to fight the enemy. Now notice, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness has made me great. If you're great tonight, you're one the Lord has made you great. And he has made his people great. They're the greatest people that there is in this earth tonight. That gentleness has, thy gentleness has made me great. That gentleness of the Lord, that fruit of the Spirit that he's put in that life, that's what makes God's people so great. That's what makes them so wonderful. We haven't made ourselves great, but we just give ourselves to God, and God's made us great. And just been gentle and yielding to him, and thy gentleness has made thee great. Thank the Lord. That meekness, he said the Lord would beautify the meek with salvation. Why, God's people are beautiful people, but God has made them beautiful. They're characteristics of their life. I've seen people that I thought was real homely physically, but God in their life just made them real beautiful. They just changed their countenance and just made them just look different, didn't they? Thank the Lord. Just put a gentle meek and a quiet spirit in their life. Thank the Lord. Which inside of God of great price. Thank the Lord tonight for that. And he said, thou hast enlarged, now listen to this, thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. Nobody ever went wrong trusting in God. And I say, dear one, if we will completely keep ourselves in the love of God, and completely give ourselves over and serve him, inside of him. Largeness of heart, even as the sand of the on the seashore, and Solomon wisdom, he excelled the wisdom of all the children of the East Country and all the wisdom of Egypt. That's saying a lot, wasn't it? And you know, people wonder, why did Solomon have all this wisdom? Well, turn over there to the third chapter, and you'll find out where Solomon got this wisdom. In the third chapter, the fifth verse, in Gideon the Lord appeared to Solomon and dreamed a night, and God said, ask, but I'll give thee. And Solomon said, thou hast shewed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, an uprighteous heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him that great kindness that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Now here was David, here was Solomon coming now. Now God said, thou Solomon, give him this dream and this vision, said, now whatever you ask of me, I'll give it. You just make your request to me. And now he said, oh my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out and come in. Oh, didn't Solomon feel different in the sight of the Lord? And you know, dear ones, without God tonight, we don't have any more strength than that little babe back there tonight to fight our battles of life. Why, this battle is not ours tonight. And Solomon said, Lord, he said, I've got this duty and I've got this responsibility on me, But he said, I'm just a little child, and I know not how to go out and come in. He said, and thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people, because it cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. He'd give him the kingship over all these people. Now notice the desire and request that Solomon made. Then we'll find out where Solomon got this wisdom, didn't he? Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart. Oh, that should be the prayer of every one of us day by day. Lord, give me an understanding heart. Help me to understand the will of the Lord. Help me to understand the ways of the Lord. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. Oh, I tell you, talk about a discernment. We need that discernment today. That we'll be able to discern between good and bad. That we'll be able to discern between spirits. There's a lot of spirits just coming and setting their posts right up by our posts, just getting real close to the truth. But back in there, they're raving wolves in sheepskin clothing. Just many times, and many spirits have gone out in the world. He said, try the spirit, whether it be of God. But Solomon said, Lord, I want an understanding heart to judge his people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this great people? He said, in his speech, please the Lord. It will still please the Lord today, folks. It will still, a prayer like that and desire of that tonight will still please the Lord. Someone say, if he'd give me one request, I'll tell you, I'd have the best farm in this country. And I'd have the best home in this country. And I'd go to the greatest degree of education that I could obtain in this world if I just had me one, just one desire. I'd be the greatest man in this nation. I'd be the president of the United States if I just had me one desire. That's what some people would ask for. But Solomon didn't ask that, did he? Oh, now just try to think of this for a moment. With all the power he had, the Lord said, now, Solomon, you can ask anything you want to, and I'll give it to you. I'll grant that request. Quite a request, wasn't it? But Solomon felt like that this request was more greater and needed than any other request that he could make. And today, dear ones, of all the requests that you and I need to be making to the Lord today, Lord, give me grace to live for. Lord, give me understanding that I'll be able to discern between good and bad, that I'll be able to make right decisions, that I'll be true to the Lord. I'll tell you tonight that that's my earnest desire of my heart. I trust it is your desire tonight. That's my chief and greatest desire above everything else in this world, that I'll live for God, that I'll be faithful to the Lord. If I don't even have enough to bury me when I leave this world, I want to be true to God. Oh, I tell you, it's worth more than everything else. Praise the Lord. Our life don't consist of what we possess in this world anyway. It all hinges on what we've got in our soul tonight. Praise the Lord. I'd rather have victory in my soul to have all the greatest account of financial status in this world than I have Jesus, my Lord. But now notice, he said, this speech pleased the Lord. It still pleases the Lord, folks. It still does. And so it pleased the Lord that the Lord, as Solomon, asked this thing. And God said to him, because thou hast asked this thing, and not asked for thyself long life, neither asked for riches, nor for thyself, or hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding and discerned judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy word, thank the Lord. Now here's what made Solomon such a great man in the land. It wasn't made him the greatest man in all the east and all back there. It's because he sought the Lord for it. Why? No doubt people said that out there when those two women come to Solomon and have their babies, and one woman's baby had died, and she went over and got the other woman's baby and put it over in her bed, and give her the dead baby. And here they were in a dispute over whose baby this was. And here they brought this dead baby to there, this live baby, the Lord. And in a dispute, whose baby is it? Well, Solomon didn't know whose baby that was. But God give him wisdom. You remember what wisdom he gave him? Solomon said, now I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just take a sword and we'll cut that baby in two in the middle. And we'll give this one half. Why, the true mother said, oh no, let her have the baby. The other woman was a false mother, to just cut it in two. Why, that just told the whole story. Who gave God a man such a wisdom as that to dissolve a dispute between two women? God did that. God did that. And I'll tell you, folks, we'll get in a lot of disputes in this world if you live for Christ. And you'll meet up with a lot of things. But if you be true to God, and you be faithful to God, and you meet these things, it'll look like you don't have an answer. It'll look like that there's no way out. But the Scripture said, when you're brought before kings and rulers, think not what you say, for the Holy Ghost shall speak for you, or through you. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you, if we've got the Holy Spirit in our lives, brother, we've got something to fortify us and help us and give us the help that we need along the way of life. And he went on to say, now, you haven't asked for riches. You haven't asked for life. You have enemies. You've asked for discerning judgment. Behold, I've done that according to the word. Lo, I've given thee a wise and understanding heart, so there's none like thee before thee. Neither after thee shall arise any man like it unto thee. Now notice, he added these other things. Oh, praise the Lord. You know God won't fail his people. Someone said, why, if you take that route of life, you won't even have a bed to sleep in. Brother, you'll have a bed to sleep in, and you'll have food on your table. Because God said he'd supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. If we'll be faithful to God, if we'll be true to God, I'll tell you, he'll be with us. He said, you haven't asked riches and all this, but he said, I'll give it in. That which you've asked for, he said, I'll give you that what you've not asked, both riches and honor, so there shall not be any among the kings likened unto thee all thy day. Oh, God bless him with the needs of life, didn't he? And you know something? When you give your heart to God and you trust the Lord and you forsake and deny yourself and take up your cross and follow the Lord, it looked like on the surface that you're just losing out here and there. It looked like it. But the first thing you know, God will just move right in the condition and begin to bless you in a marvelous way. And you just feel like your little sacrifice was so small compared to what God did for you. Oh, I've seen it work. And it'll still work today. He said, you haven't asked for riches and all this, but I've given it to you anyway. You haven't asked for honor, but I've given it to you. And if thou will walk in my ways and keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did and walked, as my father David walked, then I'll lengthen thy days. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord tonight. Now, this is just a dream, but I believe it was a reality, don't you? It worked in his life, wasn't it? A dream or a vision, but praise the Lord. I'll tell you, it's marvelous if we just sank down God to see God work in our life. Yes, that's God's way. 3:17 of the Ephesian letter, I want to notice a little thought here. Yeah. Praise the Lord, yes. Now, that's right. If you walk in my ways now, and if you live for me, and if you trust me, and all that, I'll see after you. I'll bless you in a wonderful way. And you know the Lord did just that. And he asked for his people down through the annals of time. Praise the Lord. Yes. Yes, he appeared. He appeared to him. It was God appeared to him through a dream. God then dreamed. Old man shall dream dreams, and the young man see visions. Is that the way it is? Or is it vice versa? Young men shall see visions. Anyway, there's dreams and visions along the way. God give me some, and no doubt he'd give you some. They come to pass just like that. And there's reality. Praise the Lord. God looks after us and looks ahead for us and fortifies us and warns us along the way if we'll be true and faithful to him. Praise the Lord. I want us to notice now in Ephesians 3, and I believe I want to notice the 14th verse. For this cause I bow my knees in the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. How rich is the Lord? He owns everything, doesn't he? He said he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and the beast that roams his forest. All mankind belong to God. He can do to them whatever he wants to, can't he? Earth and the fullness thereof. That's so. He said that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Oh, that's his desire, isn't it? To strengthen that inner man. And he does do that for everyone that will live for it. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Praise the Lord. Wants us to root down a little deeper, doesn't it? That we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, this is a deep thing. This is something that reaches from shore to shore tonight. There's just no way of knowing what God will do and what God will bless us with and where he'll lead us if we'll just fall into his arms and say, Lord, here I am. Oh, I tell you, these depths, sometimes people just kind of skim along the surface and they miss. It's kind of like that. One time I had my cousin, he said, I've got a big bee tree over here on my place. He said, you want to help me cut that bee tree and said, we'll have us some honey. We went and cut that bee tree, and we thought we'd equipped for them bees, but they got so bad, and we got in there and got us some black-looking honey, and got scared out and went on our way, and a few days after that, he went back, and he said, you know what? We just got that old honey. It was 2 or 3 years old. He said, another man come along and got the real clear honey. We didn't even get to it. We got scared out. Well, sometimes that's the way we are spiritually. We just get just a few little things. If we just go a little deeper and make a little deeper consecration, we get something just so much better than what we've got. But, oh, we're like we were. We were the old bees got to swarming around there and running. We went on our way, and somebody else got to go. That's the way we are sometimes. Just stay in there a little longer. Just fight the battle a little longer. Just pray a little harder. And just be true to God. And after a while, I'll tell you, brother, them old clouds will have to move. And the sun will just come in and shine behind those clouds and come in with such victory. Oh, we're glad. We're glad. Praise the Lord. Glad I held on to him. Yes, I'm going on a little farther. And to know that I said that he is able to comprehend with all, we'd be able to comprehend with all the saints, what is the breadth, and what's the length, and what is the depth, and the height. It's so wide it covers the earth, that up and down, and every way. You can just see God everywhere. But we just get so little of it because we just put forth such a small effort sometimes. just get a little. Well, someone said you get out of life just about what you put into it. And that's just about so, too. If we put in for a lot and pay the price, we'll get a lot. But if we just put in for a little, we just live on it. That's what we do. He said, and to know the love of Christ which passeth not. Oh, I tell you, it passes all the knowledge that man has in this earth gone. It goes beyond it all, thank the Lord. And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Praise the Lord. What do you think the fullness of God is? I'll tell you what I think it is. I think it's a saved and a sanctified life. And after that, there's a lot more ground to gain, a lot more light and understanding to have, and a lot more things to encounter along the way of life. But at that present time, when you're saved and you're sanctified, that's the fullness of God. That's the full plan of salvation at that particular time, right there. Praise the Lord. And I'll tell you, it's a perfect plan of salvation. There's just nothing lacking in it. Everything is included right in there that our souls need to keep us victorious and take us to the end of life's journey. If we just follow the Lord. Just follow on and know the Lord. Just live for Him. Now Paul, ending up his letter, said, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above we're able to ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." There's where the whole thing lies at. It's according to what works in here today. There's where the working of the Spirit is right in our lives today. According to the power that worketh in us. Oh, I tell you, I want something to be working in there, don't you? I want it to work more and more. I want to feel the working, and I want to see the effects of it. And I didn't want the Lord to work in my life. Oh, I didn't want to get deeper, and I want to get closer, and I didn't want to feel more of the effects of it, and I didn't want to see more of the working of the Spirit. Right in our lives, praise the Lord. He's able, now there's no question, He's able to do everything that we ask or think. Above that even, exceed that, according to the power that worketh in us. And it's up to you and I today is how much of that power we got in us. Now the power's here. It's available, but we're going to have to hook up with it. We're going to have to be in contact with it. And you know, we don't know how much power we've got until we try it out. Think about these tractors and different things. Every once in a while they have a pulling contest. And they're going to see what tractor's got the most power to it once. And they have a horse pulling contest and all that to see what's got the greatest power. You know when we're going to find out how much power we got? It's when we get in the furnace. It don't take very much power when everything's going well. No trials, no problem, no sickness, no adversities and all that. But I'll tell you, when you get the beaming down on us and the trial gets great, and there's a lot of things coming in, and we need some power, don't we? But I feel like the Holy Spirit can work in our lives just like the governor works on the motor. That old governor, if it's working right and tuned up right and all, that motor, when he needs more power, the old governor will just open the motor up for him. Just open. And you don't need quite so much power, it'll just slow it down. Just work. And you know, the Holy Spirit knows just how much power we need. And when we need that power, if we got Him in there, He said that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against the enemy. So if we, now that's simple, isn't it? That's simple. If we just saved and sanctified, filled with the Spirit of God, given completely over into God's hands, walking in all the light that we have, that's enough. That's enough. God just takes over and will control our life and give us grace if we yield ourselves unto Him. Then, of course, every day of our life, we've got to come to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Every day, we've got to come. May the Lord help us today, dear ones, to be true and faithful to God. All the progress of the Lord is wonderful. It's a great thing, and God has it for us, and He wants us to lay hold upon it, and He wants us to have this grace right in our soul that we will make progress in the Lord. Grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to be a little farther up the road and see you the next time, by the grace of God. I want you to be a little farther up. I want you to. You can. I can. Every one of us. Just be true to the Lord. As the day is, so shall I strengthen you. I just remind the Lord, Lord, I just believe that just takes Him physical strength and spiritual strength, and I just take in everything, Lord. Whatever strength I need, Lord, You've got it for me. If I trust You, why, I expect to have that strength. You can to every one of us. Just moving on to God. May the Lord bless us tonight. Encourage your hearts and draw us close to Thee. And help us just to sink a little deeper and get down a little more humble and before the Lord. And humble ourselves in the mighty hand of God, He said. And then He will just lift us up. Just all tonight, just lift us up. May the Lord bless us all is our prayer tonight. Amen.